You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Adele Sakut is an architect-turned-entrepreneur and the co-founder of Clippings, a digital platform for interior designers that allows them to easily source products, from furniture to light fittings. Adele launched the company with Tom Mallory back in 2014, and it's since expanded fast. Earlier this month, the company announced that it had closed a $15 million Series B investment round, led by Farfetch, Moda Operandi, and Rent the Runway. Here's Adele with the story.
I was born in Dubai. My father is an architect. He had quite a large practice in Dubai, so I basically grew up in his studio. You know, I've kind of grew up with architecture, grew up with design, and really loved it. At the same time, I got my first computer when I was maybe 4 or 5 years old. It was a 386. So I just started tinkering with hardware as a child. I was a bit of a geek, you know, in my teenage years. I learned how to code. And I kind of had these passions, I guess, for technology, but also architecture and design. I've always been very entrepreneurial. I was part of the young enterprise scheme at school in Dubai. We created a business in sixth form that effectively created a tourist guide to Dubai on a CD. And, you know, in our lunch breaks, we were calling kind of various businesses from big retailers, Emirates Airlines, to try and sell that CD to them. We were selling thousands, you know, whilst doing A-levels. Emirates Airlines actually wanted to buy the business at one point, which is quite weird. I've never sold it. But basically, I decided to study architecture, and I moved to London. I was accepted into the Architectural Association School of Architecture. So moved here in 2004. First person that I met was Tom, who is the co-founder of Clippings. Second person that I met was a girl that I fell in love with. Very quickly spent all of my money trying to impress her. It worked, but I ran out of money. So I called my dad and I said, can you send more? He said, no, you had a budget, deal with it. So basically I started building websites in order to deal with it. That evolved into a digital agency. So basically in my third year of architecture, so I just finished part one, I founded a digital agency. It's called Despark. One of the founding principles of that agency was that outside of working on just client projects, we'd also build our own startup ideas. And Tom was heavily involved in that part of the business, in kind of trying to conceptualize ideas. We always made a great pair in kind of thinking of those ideas and working through them and trying to build stuff. We had a couple of pretty epic failures, especially as students. But one of the first, I guess, semi-successes, especially in terms of traction, was a website called openbuildings.com. So Open Buildings was a Wikipedia for architecture. Basically, we were trying to create an archive of every single building in the world and get that data online. It was a passion project. We thought that we spend all of our time in the built environment, yet our understanding of it is so kind of little. So launched Open Buildings. We launched an iPhone app called Buildings. This was now in my last year of the AA in 2010. And out of the blue, we were featured by Google. And we suddenly had millions of downloads of this app. It was really quite shocking, obviously amazing. And suddenly we had kind of press getting in touch with us, potential investors getting in touch with us, startup competitions and kind of organizations getting in touch with us. Open Buildings continued to be very successful in terms of traction, but we tried to introduce a business model into it, which fundamentally wasn't successful. So we were really reticent to create an advertising-based business model. We really wanted to disrupt this industry and change this industry at its core, rather than creating a business that potentially could make a little bit of money through the traffic that we're generating, but doesn't fundamentally have impact. So our idea was to create a marketplace for the construction industry. We wanted to connect potential clients, property developers, with service providers in the industry. And I think 2010, 2011 was just a little bit too early for that to happen. You know, even today, the construction industry is quite far behind in terms of technology. We decided that we need to launch another brand where we can focus on a much smaller scale project, so on domestic residential projects, you know, bars, restaurants, etc., rather than the large architecture and open buildings. You know, open buildings was successful with kind of skyscrapers and big public projects that were of real architectural interest or significance. So we launched Clippings. the kind of real focus for clippings originally was effectively it was a design brief builder. You could clip images of spaces that you love. We would then match you with an interior designer, an architect who can help you create that project. So, you know, very, very different to where we are today. We launched that 2012, 13, and very quickly people started calling us and saying, hey, really love that sofa. How much does it cost? You know, love that light. Where does it come from? We're kind of like, it's not our business. We have no idea how much it costs or where it's from. But through that experience, we started learning more about the design industry, the furniture industry, the problems in it, the fragmentation, the lack of transparency, the kind of old-fashioned nature of the industry generally, the way the business is done. So in 2014, we decided to shut down Open Buildings and that business. Unfortunately, our investors lost their money, but we're still on very, very good terms with them. And we started Clippings Today. We transferred over the name because we really loved the name. We thought that it represented a lot of the functionality and the activity that we wanted to create in our new vision for Clippings. And we started building a product that has the ambition to revolutionize this industry, to fix the issues of fragmentation, the lack of transparency. So basically, we're fixing those issues by partnering with brands and bring them onto our marketplace, where we will get their paper, physical, old-fashioned catalogs. We'll get them onto Clippings, so we'll structure that information for them. It'll enable the interior designer to see transparent pricing, to get trade pricing immediately rather than having to get in touch. All of the data behind a product, lead times, etc., are instantly available, and that just makes our process much easier. We've then overlaid that with software that enables an interior designer to actually manage their project. You know, today, an interior designer will be managing that restaurant project, which they're probably buying from 50 to 100 different manufacturers. They're probably buying thousands of different individual products on an average size project, using Pinterest and Excel to manage that process. So they'll have like thousands of rows in an Excel sheet, which they absolutely hate. Like, interior designers are creative creatures who want to be designing, who want to be working within a creative process rather than spending their time in Excel, on the phone, on email, trying to coordinate and get information. So basically, we've created software that enables them to manage that whole process within Clippings, so they can organize their product selection, they can collaborate with their client, they can invite their colleagues to give feedback, they can place orders with a click, we'll manage the full logistics process for them. We get heavily involved in service. Service is really key to our business. So we're not a purist technology business where there are no humans involved. We operate in a very human way, and we build relationships with our customers and really try and, I guess, get rid of all the hassle within their process. We see ourselves as really enabling interior designers to do better creative work, to create a more beautiful world. I've learned so much in the process, but I think that one of the key traits that an entrepreneur really needs is perseverance. You know, there have been so many times in the Clippings journey when we've been so close to bankruptcy, we haven't really known how we're going to pay salaries next month, or, you know, we've gone down a direction which hasn't really delivered results or created the value that we wanted to create. And we've just constantly had this perseverance to believe in our vision and to continue testing, experimenting, iterating until we get to the result that we need to. It's a long journey. All the overnight success stories that we hear about are really not overnight success stories. The kind of effort and iteration and experimentation that goes in behind that process is significant, and it's a big part of the journey. But I love it. Like, I love building stuff. I really love taking something from zero to one. And that's a big part of, I think, the entrepreneurial journey and life: perseverance.
Thanks very much to Adele Zakut for coming in and sharing the story of Clippings. This show was produced by Daniel Bache and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya, and I'm afraid this will be my last episode as the host of The Entrepreneurs and Eureka. Please do continue tuning in, though, as I'll be leaving the show in the capable hands of its producer, Daniel Bache, who will be in the chair from next week. If you'd like to get in touch about the show or with ideas, please do drop him a line at db@monocle.com. Thank you all for listening. Goodbye.